An attempt by some lawmakers to give Delaware Tech bonding authority hit another roadblock this week. Democratic State Senator Harris McDowell's original bill drew opposition for proposing Dell Tech be given bonding authority and the ability to implement a statewide property tax. Senators decided Thursday against voting on new language introduced late Wednesday. Under McDowell's alternate plan, the bonds for capital projects would be paid off through an annual appropriation in the bond bill rather than a property tax. It would cap the amount at 10% of the total capital funding provided to the state's public schools the previous year. It also requires the state to purchase Dell Tech's bonds. Republican State Senator Anthony Del Colo says he's glad the Senate didn't vote because he has some concerns. He says some of the language seems to treat Dell Tech like it's not also a state agency.
I don't understand how, if it's a state agency, that it's not part of the state, which makes the concept of the requirement that the state of Delaware purchase any bonds issued by Dell Tech to be even more confusing to me.
Del Colo says he's also concerned about the state being liable if the school defaults. McDowell didn't respond to a request for comment. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.